We left off yesterday with the halachas of the direction of the candles, and it goes as follows. Santa Zach, I saw yesterday. First of all, yesterday we spoke about the oil, so I spoke to my good friends at the Badatz Eidus Haredes, and I asked them, when it says on the bottle over there, it's not royal achila, is that like a shtick? Is that like for tax reasons? Or is that, he said, he started going wild, he said to me, no, chas v'shalom, don't eat it, mamash, ain't no royal achila, they put chemical, that's explaining over there, so the mice is not so posh, it. So you have to be careful.
I'm totally bad.
Yeah. Okay, let me go back to.
Wasn't oil for machines?
Can we use this oil right here?
I don't know what that is. Let's go back to it. Now, Lemaisa, there was a Merdeka Maisa that happened 1 year. Is a fellow one time was lighting the menorah, and by mistake he lit an extra candle on the wrong night. Dahinu, on night number four, he lit five. So his shaila was, is he allowed to put out one of the candles? Lemaisa, I found him a fush in Orchis Chaim, that a person can be makel, and if he lights an extra one, he is allowed to put it out. Let's move on right to
Lemaisa. You should put out one of the middle ones.
Whichever one you want. Let's go back to
it.
There's no new one. I'll explain it yesterday. I'll put it on the shulchan. Now, there's a wonderful Indian for a person. I saw this book down Moedik, the Kava Yoshe. The Kava Yoshe is a Moedik Sefer. And he wrote, there's an Indian for a person to check his tzitzis before he lights the hadlock on the first night. What's the reason? To mekayim the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'chutu mishulish loy b'mheira yinotik," and therefore we know the kavah mishulish is what is mezuzah, tzitzis, and their Chanukah. And therefore, that's when they dina to check the tzitzis before, as they state in the kavah yosha. Lom again baita. It's brought down in a person of voice. You guys can mispalel. You guys can mispalel b'zman nahatlokas haneigos b'bonim talmidei chachomim. Therefore, it's a time of Yisai that you should take a mispalel for Be'ez Hashem, your children, for your sons, that will be born him, Talmidei Chachomim. It is a school of Bodan also for people, Nebuch, that don't have children, to daven at that time. It's for the Schana, and it could be that we zoicha Be'ez Hashem to kids. Now, we also know, there's a Shaz and Jewish Mishnah, Yosef, be careful about this, that says Tzachya, that a person should be makpid, if he's a righty, to use his right hand in order to light the menorah. Like everything we try and do with our right hand, if we are right-handed, the menorah, Hanukkah, is no different to that. Let me get back to it. No, that's different. That's because we have a Xavier Shovel on the bush, says Kshir Dikshira, Kshir Dikshira, Ayn Shom over there, in Orchan Simachov Zayn, we haven't got time to be married with it. Let me get back to it. There's an issa to be nana from the neighbors. In other words, just like by Shabbos, we said already this yesterday, I think, when about the oils, that by Shabbos, the Indian of Shabbos is in order to enjoy the light of Shabbos neighbors. Masha Enge by Chanukah, there's an Issa Gomu for a person to have any benefit or hana from the neighbors. I know Pastor Alochon Shulchan Aruch and Tzimt Tov Shayin Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah explains two reasons. There are two reasons why it's also for a person to get any hana whatsoever from the candles. Reason number one. Sorry?
From
oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. Reason number one is because it shows that when you don't have any hanor from it, that these candles are for what? Are for the mitzvah, not for my benefit. If I would get benefit from it, it could be a lighting candle, possibly to have light in the room. So if I don't get benefit, it shows, oh, I'm only lighting this for the Heineken mitzvah of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, as I pass in Mishnah Berurah. However, there is another reason.
What? That reason.
Yeah, 100%. Now, there's reason number two. Maybe you like reason number two. And reason number two is the David in the Mishnah Mikdosh, as I pass in Mishnah Berurah, just like in the Mishnah Mikdosh. You're not allowed to have hanor from the candles and the nace that we're doing. And the nace that we're remembering is because the nace that happened to the Beis HaMikdash, the Melech has to be dove into the Beis HaMikdash, and just as the Beis HaMikdash was Asa Bahano, he also is Asa Bahano. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how about the candles that you light extra, the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim ones, the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you go on. Are you allowed to use those? Says the Mishnah Berurah, even those are included in the mitzvah, and therefore all of the names that you light for the menorah mitzvah are going to be Asa Bahano. Now, there is a shita that holds you are allowed to use them for a mitzvah purpose, the Hainu learning Torah, that Shulchan Aruch brings a Yesh Omim. However, we paskin the halacha lemaisa that our minig is we do not use them even for a mitzvah, that means even to learn Torah or to whatever, to count stock or all these sorts of things, and even badai for a choil use, for a weekday use, a badai we do not use the candles. Now, the shayla that Pshachi was asking was be'etzim a prichodosh. The prichodosh, which is also brought in the Shari Tshuva and the Shari Tzion, is as follows. Is that a person is allowed to have what we call distant hanor. That means, for example, let's take a Pasha the case. Pasha the case, he walks past the Menorah, and every person when he walks past the Menorah, there's light there. So maybe he's going to be getting benefit, Hana, from those candles. So maybe he'll tell me, you got to close your eyes, Psechia. Close your eyes when you go past, Kedei that you don't have Hana. Just like we know, for example, if Chas v'Sholem, a person was over on an Issa on Shabbos, and he switched on the light, whatever it is, there's a big shine in the post, maybe you should close his eyes, not to have Hana from it, not to be Nana from it. On Hanukkah, the shine is, you have to do the same thing. If you do not have to be machmeh when it comes to distant hana, a distant hana is mutter, and this is the following shayin, Rabbi Yisai. This is the following shayin. Yeah. So the following shayin is like this, Rabbi Yisai. If a person is allowed to take a picture by the neighbors, everybody likes to have a nice picture, we'll get the yeshiva together, we'll all stand there with the t-shirts over there, and we'll stand and make a moment to get a picture. And now it's for Vosna the Shaila. Maybe that's considered to be a Hana from the candles, and the Vosna Paskin, about the Ritz Mutter. Why is it about the Mutter? Because like we said, let's go to this sort of Hana, Be'etzem, from the candles. That's number one. Number two, said with Vosna, what happens if sometimes you get candles that smell very nice? Beautiful smelling candles. And you use those for the Menorah. Are you allowed to smell it on Hanukkah? Because you're not getting Hana from the neighbors. You're getting Hana with smell that comes out. It's that bar and that, whatever you want to call the lomdus is. And the last shalim Rebbeis is Meyudik. Rumisim Karelet says, be very careful. Those people that have a box, we'll speak about those, eat those people soon. If you have a box, don't cook something on top of the box. As it's very negay in a Bochum Zira, is you haven't got access to a kosher oven. So therefore, you take your box with your menorah in it, and all the heat's going up over there. So you tell yourself you're going to fry yourself an egg on top of the box. Zuk the nissen karelit. That's awesome. That's called being nana from the neighbors. Let me pass the nissen karelit. Let me get right there, right there. Got one more to go right there. Top fish ayin dalit. Paskin shulchan aruch and sit with top fish ayin dalit. That lalocha the ma'isa. That are those that are makel to light the candles miner lener. That means I can take two candles, one of them I lit for Hanukkah, and I can take the one that wasn't lit, and I can light for one to the other. Right? There are those that even hold that can use an emsoy in between. La locha le maisa, the Ramah Paskins. Our minig is, very negatis when candles go out, is our minig, says the Ramah, is we do not light miner lener. We don't do it. It could be you can take from the from another mitzvah, for example, Neiris of a Beis HaMedrash, whatever like that. Oh, but we don't light ner lener. That means, we'll get to that. Oh, but be'etzem, we don't light from one candle to another. Again, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a mokeh to be beikel. The Ramah says our minig is that we don't do it whatsoever, because like the Ramah explained, the first candle is the mitzvah, and the rest of them are not such a madrega of a mitzvah, and therefore you can't light miner lener. Now, you mentioned about Shamash. Because there's an Issa for a person to benefit from the candles of the Menorah, like we just explained, for the reasons that we said, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Tofresh Ayin Gimel, that's the reason why we light a Shamash. We light a Shamash so that if a person would have Hana, what Hana would he be having? From the Shamash. In other words, if a person would go over to the Menorah and he would read a small print piece of paper, what do we say he's being nana from? Not the candles, from the Shamash. So that is the makor, at least again from Shulchan Aruch, to light a Shamash. Now what we have to know is
light.
Sorry?
It's any light.
But it does something.
It's like
okay, it's a sugar there, there's a game, it's a sugar in your day, which you can't go into, but the Maita and Psak Halacha, we're not going to Londos, it's about if it works. Now, the Ramah says Ashkenazim take this Shamash and use this Shamash to light the rest of the Ner. So Kach is the meaning of most people is they use the candle or the Ner of the Shamash in order to light the rest of them and then they put it back. Now, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins and best in the Ramah says is Mefush that what we should do is we should make sure the Shamash is a Hekah. It's different to the rest of the Ner and Kach is the meaning in Klal Yisrael to make sure that your Menorah has a Shamash that's higher up or distanced away from all the candles. It will be enough convenient, by the way, if I know people, for example, that don't have a menorah. They take glass cups, and they're letting glass cups. So, Avada, the halacha is you need to have a shamash. So, where do you put your shamash? So, either you can put something there and put the glass cup on top of it, today that there's going to be a hecker, or you can put it further away for there to be a hecker if you be from somewhere else. Now, the mindset, are you allowed to use the shamash for a weekday purpose? Paskin Shulchan Aruch Mutter. That means theoretically, you're allowed to take your cigarette and light your cigarette from the shamash again, because again, you're allowed to use the shamash for anything chol whatsoever, including reading by it. But again, you got to be very careful in that situation. Now, let me get back to it. It's brought down Moedik Hashayla in the Kolboy in Simon Kufit Ches. The Kolboy says, and this applies, by the way, to the Gantzeyo, Nishtafka Hanukkah, the Gantzeyo, a yid should never blow out a candle.
as I stated in the Kolboy already. A yid doesn't blow out a candle. Why? It's a big arichus, the very aregel achas. It's because a candle is an air, and an air is a neshama, and a neshama. It got a arichus. Oh, but a lot of chassidim are very makbid on it. I did see, however, in the Zitzit Tzedek, born in the Kaf HaChaim, that there are women that, for example, after the neiris that they lit for Shabbos, they blow out the candle, they blow out the match. There's a mukim for them to make a shame mitzvah leyede dovera. Oh, but again, the chadchil abayis that I told my kids know this already, you don't blow out a candle. Anytime, but my love malka, my son's very makbid to have at least four candles on the table. Aliyah Novi, we spoke about it, but Kissy, he's always mad with not to put out the candles. He's born over here, that's how it goes. We may learn again later. Next, it's important to remember for a person not to do anything that's not covetic negative the candles. We know the famous Ramah in Chaim's and Reish Ayin Hay by Hilchos Shabbos that says that a person should be careful not to change babies by the Shabbos candles, because it's not covered eighths of the candles. Memela the Bais can say by Hanukkah Benoit is the same thing. Be very careful to act in a covetic way. In the same thing, an Erev of a Baal Chai is a big shine in the Bais Kim. If animals are allowed to be in front of the Neiris of Hanukkah, we do not realize the Kedusha. We say it by Moisor, Haneiris Olu, Kedush Heim. Kedush Heim means they've got Kedusha, like we explained from the Tzadikim and the Gedolim. The Tzadikim used to look at the Neiris. I'm going to explain that in 1 minute. I'm Moshe Gazach. By the way, we haven't got time for this shame. Another time, you should know, there's a Mordechai Sefer, there's a Sefer that brought down that they went to Issa Zalman Meltzer. Issa Zalman Meltzer was, you can't get bigger litfish than that. Issa Zalman Meltzer, they gave him a Sefer called Kedusha Slevi from the Baditcheva. Chassidish Sefer. They gave him the Sefer before Hanukkah, on Hanukkah. He's got Mordechai Zachan on Hanukkah. He said afterwards, once I read it, it was a different Hanukkah. If you have a chance to look at Kedusha Levi, the Kedusha Levi explains why you're not allowed to have any Hana from the Hanukkah Menorah, and he learns it up here, Gemara, the Mordechai Kamaisa, which maybe after we have time, remind me, but Prussia, I've got so much to do, I don't want to get up and give up on the halachas for the stories. Now, let me go back to next. What do you do with the leftover oil? What do you do with the leftover oil? So we'll start like this. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Topish Ein Zayim, which I mean, that is one of the hardest simonim in Hilchos Chanukah. By the way, we mentioned yesterday that the Mishnah Berurah says in three places, the Ovi Kamal, Ovi Dovi Kamal, do what you like because we don't know what to do. And I said yesterday, it's a bit schwer, right? It's a bit schwer that the Mishnah Berurah, who passed in shyness on Erevin, on Shabbos, on Pesach, on Yom Tov, on the hardest shyness in Eruv Chaim, never said, do what you want because we don't know what to do. And over here in Chanukah, all of a sudden he says, no, I don't know what to do. There is a sefer. It's a sefer, I don't remember right now the name, of a chosher, a sefer from years ago, and he wrote over there, when it comes to Chanukah, he's always confused. Why? Because there's no Rav Shulchan Aruch. There's no Graz. So, maybe the Mishnah Berurah also a little bit confused over here, and I'm not 100% sure, and he only turns what to Baskin night. So, the Mishnah over here, the Shulchan Aruch is in the Topish Ein Zayim, which, like I said, is probably the hardest sif. Aleph over there is Achsonoi. It's probably one of the hardest sugars in Shas. Probably one of the hardest sugars in Shulchan Aruch to figure out what's going on. There's a Be'alach over there that says himself 16 times. Loyde Pshat. Over. One thing we do know, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalad, that we do understand. And he says over here, what happens if very Negev Shaila, you like your maneuver, within half an hour, we'll speak about half an hour in a minute, but within half an hour, it goes out. The wind blew it out, bang, it's gone. What do you do with the rest of the oil? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the oil is huktzel mitzvah, which means it's been set aside for the mitzvah, and therefore it's also to use it for anything else apart from menorah. That means tomorrow you could use it again, refill it or make it higher, top it up and use it, but you cannot spill it out, put it in the garbage, or do anything else with it. It's got to be used for a mitzvah, huktzel mitzvah. If it gets mixed up, it's a shayla, it's bottle afilu be'elef, even 1,000 oil. It's a shayla. We're going later. Now, the only thing is, most people, when it comes to us, we light the menorah for longer than the shir. The Hainu, most people don't light for exactly half an hour. And therefore the following halacha is like this. After half an hour has passed of the mitzvah, be'etzem, be'ikah adin, you can take the menorah, lift it up, blow out the candles, not blow them out, put out the candles, and put it somewhere else, and go weiter. And Taka, this is an afamina, by the way, for someone that's going on holiday, or is going away from his house, and he poshes a sakona to leave the candles there, so then in Achanami, he has the eitzah to do. But the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do that. Because we don't, people who are looking don't know how to differentiate half an hour, not half an hour, they don't know where you lit, they don't know what's going on, they see you blowing out the candles, moving the menorah. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah says that a badu, you should not do that whatsoever. What do you do with leftover oil? So from one day to the next, like we explained, it's hooked to the big smarsley, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says over there, it's the Yudzayin, is you can use it for the next day. Over the leftover oil in the bottle, the Hainu, at the end of Hanukkah, when you're left with the oil. So let's start number one with the oil left in your glasses and the wicks. Shteit in the halacha, everybody knows, you make a ganzer Madura, Shimon Bar Yochai, he danced around, Lam Nasech, Tehillim, Gatels, Rikva, Mayudik. It's a ganz Hasidic Mahalach to do that. Some people save the oil dafka. Some people, very good, some people burn it dafka for B'difan by the Chometz, because it's mamish a mitzvah, Mayudik in Yonim. We can't go into it right now. Go to Shemaya on one night of Hanukkah in Hanof over there. I'll tell you where it is. You'll hear about it. It's unbelievable. Over the Maisa, that's what we do after Hanukkah. With the leftover oil and the leftover wicks, we burn them. Over. What do you do with the leftover oil in the bottle? So the Maisa, the Poskim already said, Halacha Lemaisa, and the Jewish state already said, Halacha Lebehati brings it as well, is the leftover oil in the bottle is not hooked to the mitzvah. And therefore you can use it now to light Shabbos candles, you can use it for frying things if it's real achila, you can use it for whatever you want because it's not been set aside for mitzvah because it's left in the bottle. Now, come again, Baita. Is there any inyan to stay by the menorah that you lit on Hanukkah Tahayim? You lit the menorah, now what? What are you meant to do? So, there's a mu'yudik in Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim of the Chavos Yo. The Chavos Yo says that the Ikar Mitzvah, he's one of the first people to say this, by the way, is the Ikar Mitzvah is to remain be'erek half an hour. He's the first one to say this, half an hour business. Half an hour, and to wait there, to see the neighbors, to be sameach with the neighbors, and not just light it and run away. Now, it says Rav Moshe Shtermach on the Chavos Yo, this label was written over 300 years ago, and here's a yid that says to stay a half an hour with dancing and shiras, mishpachos, and simchas with the neighbors. It's an unbelievable thing. In a sefer Yisoid v'Sherish v'Avoida, Talmidei Hagoyim, Ein Lecha Bigger Litzvah Gedolim Yisoid v'Sherish v'Avoida. Unbelievable sefer. Look what he writes about Hanukkah. It's just unbelievable. And he writes over there that when it comes to Hanukkah, L'chol ha'pachos, you stay half an hour by the neighbors, dancing and singing with your kids. As though you're taking Yisoid v'Sherish, not a Hasidish Sefer, but I'm especially not bringing you a Hasidish Sefer. Yisoid v'Sherish v'Avoida. Minimum half an hour, as though you state. But I remember one time asking Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal of Scheinberg, I went up to him because in the days when I first got married, so I used to learn Torah in the Kol, and then I used to go home to light. It was a 5-minute walk. I went to light, and about 5 minutes later, I was already back with the chavrusa back into the base medrash. And people used to say, "Oh, you're supposed to break the candle." I went to Rav Scheinberg, Rebbe, what do? Do you have to stay half an hour? Told me about or not? Back into the base medrash. It was mamash kedarikoy. Back into learning, and it's a poshut zachar boy say. One thing we have to remember: ner mitzvah. Ner is a mitzvah, the Torah. Ein lecha og gedolim mitzvah. And it's zikha what Hanukkah is all about. Hanukkah is this man that we got back a ruchnius. We got back a koyach to learn Torah. And what do? Mevatel Torah. Forget. That's the time of learning. About that's an important thing for a person to remember when it comes to Hanukkah. Let me get back to now. Very, very important halachas over his side. Very good kasha. Don't know. Let's go back to
Ner mitzvah,
the Torah. Ner is a mitzvah, Torah is fire. Now, let's go weiter. Now, this is the shaila. When do we light? What is the time that all you guys should be lighting on Heilige Yom Tov Shel Chanukah? So, it goes like this. We start from the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Mishetishka Achamo, when the sun Ki'ilu goes down, when the sun sets, whatever you want to translate that as, that is the Zman for Hadlokas HaNevis Chanukah. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim, is it beginning of Shkia? Or is it the end of Shkia? Right, again, I'm not going to go to Tariq into the Sugya. I like to speak out Locha Lemaisa because I want you guys to come out with a Locha Lemaisa. Shitas HaRambam is Shkia Mamish. Shitas HaRambam, Shkia Mamish, as a Paskin or Spin Rashba, is Shkia Mamish is this man. Next, Shitas Tosis. Tosis holds no.
Shkia Mamish.
That means that whatever the count is a Shkia, the Rambam. Tosis, on the other hand, is Cholik. Tosis holds it. Say Sakai Chovim. When you have three stars out, that's what the Gemara meant, that's the Zman that you should be lighting candles, and Zoy Pasna Mogan Avom, the Taz, the Eliyarabah, the Chuli. La'loch al-Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Tofesh Ayin based Paskins like Shitas HaToysfus, and many Sfadim go with this, that it means Tseis HaKerchovim. The Goin, and this is the Minig in a lot of places here in Eretz Yisrael, like Toysfus.
Like
it goes by Tseis. Yeah. Now, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like Shitas Toysfus, right? And that's the Maisa a lot of Sfadim do. The Goin is Chaylik, and that's why you'll find in Eretz Yisrael a lot of people lighting by Shkia. I watched many, many years, Baruch Hashem, Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg used to light Bidyuk at Shkia. That was his Shita's HaGoin, and the Maisa, that's how he went. Now, I'm going to have a little list of what the Oilim do, and the Rebbe said everybody should go about it like their minig of their fathers, whatever they do. Number one, with Moshe Feinstein in America lit between 13 and 18 minutes after Shkia. The Stipler, 18 minutes after Shkia. The Chazon Ish with Aaron Cutler, 20 to 25 minutes after Shkia. Be'erach, the Ger Rebbe, does also a Be'erach, I think also about 18 minutes after Shkia, someone told me today. A lot of Sfadim hold 15 minutes after Shkia. A lot of Hasidim Avada wait until Rabbeinu Tam, because they hold Poshet, if you like, before Rabbeinu Tam. It's called lighting during the day, lighting during the day, Poshet, not Yoitza. So again, it's like the Sanzas, for example. Oh, again, let's push one thing. Whatever your minig is, that's what you should do. The yeshiva, I assume over here, I assume you have to check it out, goes like with Scheinberg, and therefore it's Shkia Mamash. Again, if your minig is to wait Rabbeinu Tam, or by Seis, or whatever, you go with your minig. One thing you have to know, the Mishnah Berurah says, whatever your minig is, I don't care. Oh, but you have to make sure you put enough oil to last a half an hour after Seis. And that's important. That means even if you light by Shkia, you must make sure. Now here, now just throw the Shkia and say it's not such a big difference. It's 13 and a half minutes according to the postgame, whatever. So the you have to make sure there's enough oil to last a half an hour. Now we're both saying, this is one of the most common shilas on Hanukkah. Which one comes first, Psachia? Maariv or Hanukkah? So what does everybody tell you? Tadi v'sheine tadi, tadi koidem. Oh, just like we know the Shulchan Aruch and the Chaim Simcha Zayin tells us. Then if you have a talus and you have a tefillin, which one comes first?
Talus.
Talus. And there's many different nafkaminis for this we're not going to go into. That's what the Pasuk of them told us. In a chanami, if you've got both. Oh, you're actually saying good Torah. We're both saying. I don't know why people say that. I know there. I play a sumo. I don't understand that 100%. Why? What's the yisoid like this? Todavish ain't a toddy. Todavish ain't a toddy is like this. When you have two mitzvahs in front of you and you want to do both, which one should you do first? The one that's toddy. But if I'm not interested in davening maariv, because every night I daven maariv at 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock. So right now, I'm not in davening maariv. There's no Todd of Hashem, the Todd. The Pshadis is Mun right now, it's Hanukkah. Now comes Shkia, now comes Seis. If a person normally davens Maariv Bismanoi, whenever it gets dark, there's a lot of people, Senachanami. Those people not Maariv now, they have Hanukkah now, they want to do both Todd of Hashem, the Todd. Or we have most people that have a Minya Kavua. When it comes to night Seder, after night Seder, oh, they got their Kavua. I have, for example, my Kavua to communion. That's much later than Shkia. So therefore, by me, when Shkia comes and Seis comes, I'm not davening Maariv Bichlal. So therefore, I don't think there's a Mokim. Again, some of the posts can take say this, but there's not a major Mokim to be Machbe to have Maariv before Hadlokas and Eves Hanukkah, simply because you don't normally daven Bishmane unless you do. Now, one thing you should be Machbe is to prepare the neighbors beforehand, because they know when you come home or whatever, then they're prepared beforehand, which, like we said last time, is a very big chashiv avodah. Now, when is the latest time for lighting the menorah? So the Gemara tells us, Ad shetich leregel min hashuk. And that's the ma'isa, the halacha, the ma'isa in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Hashayim Beis, is Ad shetich leregel min hashuk. Meaning, that Rashi explains, that's when people came home from the shuk, and after that stage, people left the shuk. In those times, it was be'erich half an hour. Comes along the Biskurov with a murder geosite. Says the Biskurov, go look at the Loshon HaRishonim. Go look at the Loshon HaRambam. I'll tell you Loshon HaRambam. Loshon HaRambam is Chatzishah or Yoiseh. Well, there's another Loshon, a Modika Loshon also. There's another also Loshon from the Rit. Kamoi Chatzishah. Comes along the Biskurov and says, Ein Achinami. Bisman Chazal. There were no street lights. And therefore, half an hour after nightfall, the place was deserted. Nobody was out in the streets, maybe an odd person, but the stores, the shops, the markets have all closed. People have gone home, and they stay in the house till the morning. They used to go to bed early, wake up the next morning early. That was the Mahalach then. Zot de Biskarot, you see from the Rishonim, that it's Lav Dafka, and exactly a half an hour. And the Chazal give a time of half an hour, but it could be more. Zot de Biskarot, a big chumrah. That it could be that every single half an hour or Ad Shetichu Regel Min Hashuk applies according to the generation that you live. And if the generation that you live, the Shuk, is open longer and people are out longer, therefore it could be that the Zman is also going to be longer. And sorry? No. So the Ma'izul Mishra Shtomach says Pasha, and this I think everyone is masking to. The fact that you have people on the street, that's not Ad Shetichu Regel Min Hashuk. Ad Shetichu Regel Min Hashuk means when the shops close, people basically are at home. There are people hanging around here and there. That's not what we mean. We mean that the main center areas have closed. People have gone home, right? Moshe Dobrik says sometimes it could be 7:30, and there's a maestro of the Biskurov. The Biskurov lived across the street from a movie theater, and that movie theater's last showing was 12:30 at night. he made sure that his candles lit till 12:30 at night, because that's when everyone was in the shuk. So maybe that's when they came back, and remember he was naked on that. So what does it mean for us? It means that there's a mocker to be maker for us. That means if you sometimes come home late, you come back to lighting late, whatever it is, you can light even later than half an hour after chase. Why? Because now that the shops are open later, people are on the shops, people out in the streets longer, so there's more of a zman to light. Now, Lemaisa, are you allowed to light after the half an hour time? Avada Navada, the reason Magdim in the mitzvahs, we try and do it as early as we can, but we do have to know is, we should be makbid on this man. The Enoch and Ami, someone shouldn't take this and say, oh, I don't have to be makbid anymore. About the note, we should be makbid on this man. There's a famous Maisa from the Rebbe of the Chofetz Chaim. Rebbe Nochum, the Rebbe of the Chofetz Chaim. He one time came home and saw his wife wasn't there. And he decided he's waiting for his wife. And everyone was like, God, this man, it's reason my demon. He said, no, I'm waiting for my wife. He came back and he waited for his wife. And he said, I've got poshet a cheshbon. What was my cheshbon? Poshet. He said, if a person only has one bit of money, Shabbos candles, Umanova. What comes first? Shabbos candles. Why? Shalom Bayis. So this is Shalom Bayis. Comes before Neres Chanukah. The Rebbe of the Chofetz Chaim. They used to say maises by him with fire and unbelievable zachen that we can't go into now because we only have 5 more minutes. Ladoch and Maisa Boisai. If you come home late, that means you were traveling at Tehmot Shabbos, whatever it may be, you come back to the yeshiva, you come back to Beit Hashem to your house. The halacha is you can light as long as it's before Alois Hashacha. That means, Mamish, until Alois, at least sometimes it's 4 or 5 in the morning, you can light until then. The best thing is to wake up people. Kedei that people are, if they're masking, of course, to be motzimul for more of the bishuv. But about it, you can light until Alois Hashacha. Now, if I say, I want to finish with one last halacha.
What?
And that is as follows. When Nissan Karelit says that if a person, for example, has a chasana, so he leaves his house before Plaga Mincha. Now, the earliest time of lighting neighbors of Chanukah is Plaga Mincha. He leaves his house before Plag, so he can't light before he leaves. He comes home extremely late, everybody's sleeping, what should he do? You make an appointment, a shliach, to light for you. That means it could be in yeshiva. If you know you're going to miss the time, you should appoint someone to light in your place, and he'll make the brachas, and then your yotzer with his hadlaka. Now, one last halacha before we bait some finish, and that's as follows. There's an issa to do melacha before the zman of hadlakas ne Chanukah. In other words, this applies to many, many mitzvahs, shachris, and many other times, that before a mitzvah, Chazal will worry that if you're going to start and be oisik in certain things, semayam shit, they couldn't continue, and you'll forget to do the mitzvah totally. So when it comes to Chanukah, it's the same thing. A person is ushered to start working. We're going to explain exactly what that means. When it starts to get the zman of lighting Chanukah, he can no longer start working all these things. How does this begin? It starts from half an hour before Shkia. In other words, that even though, let's say, you light by Rabbeinu Tam, or 20 minutes after Tzeis, or whatever, the zman of the Issa is half an hour before Shkia itself. So that's one thing you have to know. The zman of Issa is a half an hour before Shkia. What does it include? Says the Mishnah Berurah, a suda. A person cannot start washing and have a shawarma or a gantz a suda half an hour before Shkia. It's an Issa gomel. Why? He gantz, he's a suda, so we're worried that the suda is going to be mamshik and it's continue. And eventually, chas mishol, he will not be lighting the neiris al Chanukah. So maybe that's the posha de zach. Half an hour before Shkia, you're not allowed to wash, they need a suda. How about a snack? So, a maisa snack is mutter, and a snack we've always explained can even be a little bit of mezonos, it can be as much fruit as you want, drinks and all these things. Wine and beer should not be drunk half an hour before Shkia. Because again, these are things that Shami Yamshik, Ayn Mishlem Azaman, and Dalit Kosu, we can't go into right now. We do a lot of them.
So
it depends. Shachris, for example, we say it very stark.
Yeah, but why
not sit and spin anything? Right. That's Shachris, really, that's why. Okay, it's against there are certain things, because a lot of things have time later, that's why. This doesn't have a time later. I mean, it could do, but you might miss the slot. Now, what about Torah, Rabbi Yisai? What about Torah? Torah is the same thing. It is osa gomel to learn Torah a half an hour before Shkia. Now, what does that mean? That means a half an hour before Shkia comes, you have to stop learning. Now, the Maisa, if you make yourself a shomer, says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, you make yourself a shomer. You tell someone, remind me to light the menorah, and this is the Maisa, the Matzav, and probably the Yeshiva. It's probably no heter to do this because you have a shomer. Someone will say, Rabbi Yisai, Menorah, light the menorah. So you have a shema, and therefore a vada is going to be beseder. Who are the rabbis? They're sleeping. Sleeping is also asa to start sleeping. To start sleeping a half an hour before shkia is asa. Right? I saw a moyudik chiddush in the makor chaim from the chavis yua. I didn't see anybody in my life that was knowing this way. Zug the makor chaim from chavis yua. Unbelievable, you say it. He tines that this shabbos right now, shalosh shidas should be eaten before mincha. I normally we say after mincha, but because after mincha you're within that half an hour slot of halachas and eiris, you better eat it before mincha. Again, I didn't see anybody that was knowing this way. One last halacha, Rabbi Isai. The Asub Chaim Kaniyesk, I'm sure the Asub Nisman comes as the following shayla. We know the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, and as I pass in halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to read by a candle. Why not? Gzeir Shemiyate. You might, when you're reading, since it requires concentration, you might tilt the lamp and you'll be over on Mavi. Oh. However, the halacha tells us, the Gemara tells us, if you're learning b'ma madlikin, if you're learning things that are negayah to it, then we're not worried. Why? Because if you're learning b'ma madlikin, you're always thinking the sugya of chilul Shabbos, you're not going to get your chilul Shabbos. So also listen karelit. How about a half an hour before the neighbor time, I learn hilchas Chanukah. Remember, if I'm learning hilchas Chanukah, I'm not going to forget the light. That's motor. And if somebody told me afterwards from Nitin of Chaim Kanievsky, half an hour before this man opens up a Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is, and Hilchas Chanukah, he has to learn a Vada. It's not this man right now. Vada, Yeda, I had a minute on Chanukah. It's not a welt, and not a welt, and not a welt of minutes on Chanukah learning. It's unbelievable. So Mamela, he opens up a Halacha Zeifa on Chanukah, and Mamela and Nitin Karelis passes a Vada in that case. He can be Makel and learn even up to this man itself. Because when you're learning Hilchas Chanukah, we're not worried for Chal. But by saying, if it possibly tomorrow the Olim can come a few minutes early, because I want to push it, get through the halachas of what happens if the lights go out, and what's halacha on Erev Shabbos, what's halacha on Motzei Shabbos.